brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Another live broadcast. And we're going to be back in a few minutes with the economy melting down. We're going to be back with what the globalists are up to, the naked body scanners, all the things that are unfolding right after this quick break. But I want to play a video clip first of the TSA saying that they are God. I want to remind people of everything that's going on, everything that's happening on that front. This, of course, is from earlier in the year because I mentioned Friday, the TSA, people thinking that they're God, and I got an email saying I was making that up, so I thought I'd play this little NBC News piece out of Southern California, and so here's that clip.
Colleen, let me set the scene for you for the latest incident. It was this past Sunday night here at LAX about 7:30, probably crowded because a lot of people were coming home for the New Year's holiday, when suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, "I'm God, I'm in charge." LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent. They are the first line of defense in airport security, Transportation Security Administration agents. But there have been two troubling incidents involving LAX TSA agents recently. A source tells Channel 4 News a TSA agent was arrested on January 3rd here at Terminal 1 at LAX. He'd just gotten off duty and was behaving erratically, saying, "I am God, I'm in charge." The agent was arrested under the welfare code and could have been hospitalized in protective custody for up to 72 hours. Meanwhile, a TSA internal affairs investigation turned up evidence of LAX TSA agents using drugs at an after-hours party. TSA officials say a videotape of the party was of poor quality and the employees were not in uniform, but four employees were tentatively identified. All four were tested for drugs. One came back positive, and that employee was fired.
There shouldn't be people under the influence, because you're still under the influence the next day.
Right. They're going to take a job here. You take on an extra responsibility. You need to follow through with your responsibilities, even on your own time.
But other passengers weren't as concerned.
I imagine there are a lot of people doing that in all walks of life, doing all kinds of work. So, no, not really.
Do you want them checking you when you're off job? I mean, do you want them telling you what to do?
The federal security director at LAX, Larry Fetters, would not comment on camera, but his office released the following statement. TSA practices a zero-tolerance policy for illegal drug use and conducts random drug and alcohol testing at over 450 airports across the country to enforce this rule. We show no leniency to employees who violate the public trust and shame the uniform that is proudly worn by 50,000.
So you notice that they made this about drugs. No, it's about the type of mental patient, wannabe control freak who couldn't get a job cleaning toilets, but now gets to feel up your two-year-old daughter and your wife and your husband. Okay? So they try to distract and say, oh, there was a TSA party with drugs. That must be what has them running around saying they're God. Is that what has them out there planting cocaine in people's bags and then demanding sexual favors? Is that what has the TSA being caught all over the place, killing people? Remember that woman, what was it, out in Phoenix, where they killed her, and then she said that she choked herself with her handcuffs behind her back somehow? Impossible. Or the TSA-type goons in Canada breaking people's necks all the time? Remember the Polish guy couldn't speak English 27 hours? In an area, no food, no water. He saw his mother show up. She could speak English, started begging for help. So they just went in, tasered him, jumped on his head with their knees, broke his neck, and basically high fives, felt manly out of it. Because I'm God. I'm God. All right, we're going to reset, come back, get rolling here with the broadcast. And I'm going to get into the economy. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's just all happening, and the general public are a bunch of wanting, lazy sheep who love tyranny. I hear them just begging for it. They want to be hurt bad, and the government's going to do it. Don't worry. Just like little kids in Guatemala, they're going to murder you.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the eighth day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 2 hours in studio, former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, will be in studio with us to talk about all the different developments in and around the world. But for the next 2 hours before he joins us, we are going to go over what's happening with the economy. And here are some of the headlines. Global economy, Obama returns fire after China slams Fed move. That's Reuters. Here's another big story at PrisonPlanet.com. ATMs crash across the country after bank holiday warning. Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America customers are being made unable to withdraw cash. That is confirmed. First, the rumors were floating around last week, and now it's clearly caused some type of mini bank run. So that report is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. How many years did we talk about this, that the elite has been hoarding and buying up gold for decades? Well, going back throughout history, the elites have always known that gold is a real currency, especially when the elites are devaluing the paper currency. They always quietly move into gold. Now, they suppress the gold price so it wouldn't compete with their paper currency and reveal that it was fiat and fraudulent. But they also, in the last few decades, accelerated their purchasing of it. By driving the price down of gold, it allowed them to hoard it so that once they kill most of the major currencies around the world or devalue them down to the point of near destruction, then they would come out and announce a partially gold-backed SDR. And that SDR, that digital currency, will then control through the IMF and this new global government that they've openly announced all of the regional currencies. So their super currency will be partially gold-backed. And we've got Zolik seeks gold standard debate going into the G20 in Seoul coming up in a few days in South Korea. So there they are pushing that. China tees up G20 showdown with U.S., also Financial Times of London. The China powder keg. John Humphreys on a nation that's either on the edge of becoming the superpower or exploding into anarchy. And there's a photo in this article of all of the workers in the factories lining up like automatons. They're given 10-minute lunches, no breaks, and they commit suicide in mass routinely. And they've had to put nets around all the multi-story factories as people go out and commit suicide. That's who we're competing with. And you think the American people, there's a lot of hardworking, innovative folks in this country, but by and large, young people that grew up in front of the television set, who grew up griping at mommy and daddy, mommy, get me more popsicles, get me more candy, get me more aspartame. Can you imagine? I mean, we're a country that will put up with our children being fondled and our wives being fondled, and the government out in the open runs Al-Qaeda and hangs out with the Al-Qaeda leadership and grows the opium and is caught every week shooting kids up with syphilis, shooting them up with polio, murdering people, putting poison in drugs, putting HIV in blood products for hemophiliacs, just murdering people everywhere, and the cowardly scumbag public. I hear him on talk radio in Texas this morning going, oh, yes, the Austin police chief is leading the nation, yeah, because he's a Fed on record, run by the Feds, to take DNA from everybody who's arrested. That's the fine print, they say, for anyone arrested for any misdemeanor. And it all goes into a DNA database. Hey, what's a newborn baby done? Maybe it's Al-Qaeda. Is that why for 39 years all babies have their blood taken secretly? This is a bankrupt criminal government. And it's time for people to get that through their heads. It shouldn't be a hard sell here. I shouldn't be the radical. When literally every week I read about Asia or Africa or Latin America, where every disease you can imagine is being pumped into children and women and men in the name of vaccines in a huge population reduction program, and you got people dying everywhere of cancer and diabetes and their legs getting sawed off everywhere, and you've got just total death all over the place and moron TSA workers saying, oh, there's not bad radiation from these machines, and mobile trucks frying the people driving them, looking through your walls, and the troops all breathing DU and dying in mass, hundreds of thousands degenerating with cancer. And I'm the radical for wanting to get off this train. Just a bunch of soft lunatics. Just a bunch of soft lunatics entitled and everything's wonderful, and to hear the sycophants who worship tyranny and worship jackbooted police state and have fetishes of fearing turbaned men and ninnying around when you got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year than being killed by Al-Qaeda. It's all, even if you believe it's real, it is pathetic. The national religion of this country is being groveling, soft, effeminate, feet boot-licking people who want to be murdered and killed, who beg to have their pension funds taken, who beg to have their guns taken, who beg to have their children kidnapped by the state with big fat pedophiles having their way with them, who beg and want to be killed. They love it! You bring up to the average yuppie at the gym or at a restaurant, hey, did you hear about them shooting people up with syphilis for population reduction? Yeah, well, there are too many people. That soft, chicken-necked piece of trash, they think of themselves as the elite. There's this little backdrop secret about the extermination programs, and they feel like they're part of the elite, while that same piece of trash takes all the shots, drinks the fluoride water, drinks the bisphenol A, and loves it. So they get to be soft-killed themselves, but then also kind of, this is the little subconscious crime stop thing that goes through their head. They think to themselves, oh, that's kind of scary that the government's going around exterminating people all over the place, and some African nations, 40%+ of the country, have AIDS and other soft-kill weapons. That's kind of scary. Rather than face up to that, I'll just giggle and laugh about it and act like I accept it. That gives me power over it. Yeah, just like if you went out in the middle of a highway at night with an 18-wheeler going 85 miles an hour coming down the road, and you jump out in front of it and then go, I accept it, I have power over it. You're not going to be smiling after it smashes you into grease all over the street and your guts are flying all over the place. You are weak. You beg for enslavement. You beg to have you and your children marched into a ditch and have soldiers blow your brains out. This is a drugged-out Prozac-head nation, drunk on the blood of 51 million dead babies, and we're all going to be judged for it. We're going to be judged to absolute Hades. You just watch, all of you cops and all of you fat-bellied TSA people and all of you that love tyranny and love evil, all of you that enjoy it and giggle and think it's fun, you're going to drink right out of the black cup of hell. You're going to enjoy total destruction. You're going to enjoy cancer and death. You're going to enjoy all your naked body scanning and all your tyranny and the drones and the open borders and this whole republic falling into a cesspit of pure evil. You want to be enslaved. You get off on your cowardice. You get off on your religion of worshiping weakness. Then you are going to be absolutely taken. You're going to be absolutely destroyed by the black hell god you worship. I'm so sick and tired of all the crap. I'm going to settle down, okay? I just can't take it. I can't take the weak people. They are so stupid. The good news is, over 70% of people on that YouTube video that has over 200,000 views, top story on Drudge right now, about one of my employees being groped and her 20-month-old daughter and her eight-year-old daughter having men try to put their hands between their legs. And she refused to have the men do it, so the women did it. I mean, probably people like Napolitano, the Homeland Security head, Janet Napolitano. The good news is over 70% of the commenters get it and understand what's happening, but I see these people in there just denying it and saying, this isn't going on. Alex is a liar. They're not squeezing your genitals and breasts. Or the others. The other people who are in there going, yeah, this is going on. You want Al-Qaeda to blow up your plane? Al-Qaeda? You mean Anwar al-Awlaki? You mean this? You mean this? Head of Al-Qaeda hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News? You mean that, you people? You think anybody's safe when we've got a government so arrogant and so absolutely amped up and crazy that they'd blow up all those towers in front of everybody and tell you that a chicken-necked guy in a cave with a turban on his head did it, who's admittedly CIA himself? But you like to buy the little narrative, and we got hit by Al-Qaeda, and we came together as a country of America. And you put out your little flag in front of your house, while everything that flag symbolizes is being flushed down the proverbial toilet, period. You know, I am pleased that our information is breaking through all over the place and reaching millions of people. But, I mean, it should be breaking through a lot more. I shouldn't be the only one who yells and screams and gets upset about the naked body scanners and then forces it out nationwide so that there's a debate about it. And I searched this morning, hundreds of articles suddenly criticizing the naked body scanners because these reporters are so cowardly that they were waiting for other people to come out and criticize it before they did. I mean, what? got to settle down because the economic news is freaking me out. It's everything's coming true. I've been right about everything. You think I'm pleased with that? Oh, oh. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I got a bunch of news coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I would apologize for yelling and screaming and frothing, but maybe I shouldn't apologize. I'm mad at myself and I lose control, though, so overall it's not good. But you've got to get upset about 51 million dead Americans that were never born. You know, the media has trained everybody to fight with each other through multiculturalism and the rest of it, and trained black folks and others to get upset at the smallest slights but then to care less if 51% of black people were never born since Roe v. Wade. And you try to tell a black person on the street this, and then it's like they can't even hear you. Hey, did you know half the black people that would be alive or dead, and they just don't even hear you? It's just like white yuppies. You know, you bring up, hey, you know, sodium fluoride will double your chances of bone cancer alone and will increase diabetes and attack your pancreas. And they just laugh at you. They cannot hear it. And they make excuses for any type of oppression. Oh, well, I think it's good they're squeezing my children's genitals. There could be bombs in there. Look, the government is criminal. They did the attacks. But even if the terrorists were real, China isn't putting the stuff in. I've talked to business people and others that fly to China all the time. No security. You go right in and right out. It's all made up. Now, they see a suspicious person that fits a profile, they'll question them. You don't, old men who can't even get out of wheelchairs. Every time I fly, I watch them fondling little children and women and harassing old people who clearly are on the edge of death and making them get out of wheelchairs. I've seen them try to make paralyzed people get out of wheelchairs. That's been in the news. It's mental illness. The government tells its employees to do things that they know are insane and impossible, to just train us to do whatever they tell us, no matter how crazy it is. And I've got all the government declassified documents of how they're doing it. There, I said I was going to settle down, and I'm not. You know, this radio show is not entertainment. It's real, okay? I'm a guy who knows what's going on. I know that we are literally in worldwide Nazi Germany 2.0 with its fake liberal face. Nothing to do with liberals. It just has a liberal face on it. And it's a bunch of murdering trash. And I know they're attacking all of us. It's on record. And it's time for people to get that through their stinking heads. Here's the deal. Globalism, world government, the new world order. It means depression. It means surveillance. It means police state. All these idiots over the decades that have sent me emails and called me and said, I don't care if I live in a police state. I haven't done anything wrong. Don't you get that police states are by the evil people in government who are criminals and sadists and psychopaths who want to hurt you? It doesn't matter that you have nothing to hide, you idiot. It's that the government throughout history will abuse you to whatever level you put up with, and evil people will get in and take control if you don't stand up against it. They will use all that data to enslave you and to control you. I saw a mainstream news article somewhere in my stack. You guys print it again, we'll never find it, because I got 2 days of stacks here, where they announced that major banks and corporations know, are spying on your bank accounts, your pay stubs, what you're buying, everything you're doing with data mining to, quote, decide what your credit score will be. Well, that's old news. Everything is surveilled. You know, Bush would get up 4 years ago and say, I promise we're not surveilling Americans without warrants. We're only listening to overseas calls without warrants. And it was all lies. It's all lies. It's like Hillary said for 5 years before she ran for president that she would never run for president. She said again today, she will never run for president. I mean, they just lie out of hand and people go, that's what the government does. They lie to us. That's what the government does. They radiate small children, nerve gas troops, inject families with syphilis. That's just what they do. Let's trust what they say. Let's have them run government health care where the government controls what type of health care we have. I mean, come on, people. And they found the article. It's Raw Story. Maybe just print that for me. Bank spying on your bills, rent payments, paychecks report. The age of the plain old credit score is gone. Says a report in the Wall Street Journal, and it's been replaced with an even more intrusive efforts by banks and credit agencies. Well, those are our owners. That's who created the derivatives. This is the criminal group to gauge exactly what you're worth and what you can pay. To that end, financial firms are now tracking their customers' bank deposits, rent payments, or home values, and even utility bills to figure out who may soon become a financial risk, reports the Wall Street Journal. And it just goes on to how everything you're doing is being watched, and the government's doing it, All right, I'm gonna settle down and cover the incredible financial news. And then for the full second hour, we're going to do what I did on the Sunday show yesterday. We're going to take calls from people groped and abused by the TSA. You're going to hear it for yourself, those of you in denial.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, folks, it is a no-brainer that when you have surveillance helicopters and drones, police in black uniforms, federalization of police spying on citizens for their political views, that you are about to have all your money stolen. That's why third world countries are poor, because they have corrupt elites. You go to any third world country, they've always got a couple families who are billionaires sitting on top of everybody else. And they've always got death squads that wear black masks. And now police chiefs in the U.S. have admitted, oh, the balaclava black mask, those are to intimidate the American people. Those are to protect our identity. And a cop puts a guy in handcuffs for no reason, shoots him in the back. They lie about it and say the guy attacked him. They try to confiscate all the video cameras. Somebody gets video of it. Cop gets 2 years minimum sentence. The message is, you are trash. You are garbage. The message is, we're going to take what you've got. And people got such a fetish because of all the TV shows they watch glorifying police and glorifying thuggish behavior that people love it. They love it when the CPS comes and takes their children. They love it when their child's diagnosed with cancer from all the fluoride. They go, oh, our child will die now. How wonderful. Of course, you really don't love it consciously, do you? But subconsciously you do, or you would do something about it. We have murdering psychopaths that run this country and this world, okay? You better grow up. I know our audience is great people and has grown up. It's just, it's all happening right now. Everything is unfolding exactly as we said it would, and even worse. And I have all these mainstream news reporters calling me up, wanting to do hit pieces on me, sitting there basically making fun of me on the telephone. They're just idiots. They think that they can control reality by delusion and by perception management. That's the modern term for lying. And so they tell you unemployment's 9.6 when it's been over 22% for 2 years. They just lie. They just endlessly lie, and they're passing all these new taxes, all these new regulations. And I just don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even know what to say anymore about this. I mean, this is just completely insane. The government comes out and admits all these crimes they commit, and then nobody gets in trouble. The government admits they're growing the opium, shipping the cocaine in, no one gets in trouble. The government admits they're running around all over the world with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation engaged in spiking people's vaccines. And I guess the good news is record low, record numbers of people are taking the vaccines last year and this year. That's in the news again today. But the globalists are just going to release some horrible plague and then have a vaccine for it and say, see, you people that didn't take the vaccines, it's your fault. And if we do fight and remove the naked body scanners, the feds will just blow up a few airplanes and then say, see, you've got to fully come out and understand they're the terrorist and quit playing this patty cake game of, oh, we think this is intrusive. There should be other ways. You know, you should just profile Muslims. Of course they don't profile Muslims because they know it's all staged. They've got to get the drugged up Muslim patsies on the airplane every time. They've got to have U.S. government agents lead them onto the plane. They're so drugged out of their mind every time they can't even talk. McCollum, the underwear bomber, the list goes on and on. The drugged out guys, one of them was certified mentally retarded in 93, bombing the World Trade Center. The FBI cooked the whole bomb. They go out and find retarded street people, okay? Mentally retarded people. And that's the Al-Qaeda. You know, Al-Qaeda goes from these precision aircraft with their transponders and beacons turned off. One out of 100 commercial pilots couldn't T-bone a building perfectly without their navigation system. These guys, line of sight, never flown in that area, never flown a commercial plane, fly them straight in. Magically, two passports drift down, proving it's them in the hours after, with multi-feet of dust all over lower Manhattan, and the FBI finds two passports magically. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. They go from these incredible precision attacks to drooling morons who can't even blow their underwear up. So the globalists can come in and take over the airports and train a cadre of federal quasi-police to then be spilt out upon all of us to run around at sporting events and malls and the streets, training us to line up and have our DNA taken, and that's where all this is going. That's where they're training you to get in your comfort zone. They're now announcing, oh, we want to take your blood when you get a driver's license. Washington Post 2 weeks ago, I told you that 13 years ago in America, destroyed by design, because it's already on the stinking books. They've already got a law to take your blood at the DMV. They just don't think you're ready for it yet. And let me assure you, they don't want your blood because they want to help you. They want the cures for their own diseases, and they want to develop race-specific bioweapons out of your blood, and they want your blood so they can frame you whenever they want. Yes, that's what all this is about. and they're hiring every criminal they can get their hands on, putting them in black uniforms and giving them automatic weapons and telling them, go out and slap these people around and let them know that we're their bosses. I probably shouldn't even be on the air today. I'm telling you, folks, I am genuinely angry right now. And I'm angry off of the comments I've seen online, the news stories written about this. I'm angry at how much tyranny we're accepting because I know what comes next. Depression, work camps. And it'll be, oh, local communities, people don't have jobs. You come live on this government facility and then you have a job and we lock you up at night. That's all been announced in the Emergency Centers Act. You think Hitler came out and said, I'm going to take you to a camp and kill you? No, it's a place for you to live in this depression. A place you're going to be safe. The good news is the American people are armed, and if only 1% of us are men, if it does get down the road to this, the globalists are going to be defeated. But I'm here to tell you that we don't need to go down this road. If we'll just recognize that the emperor has no clothes, if we'll just recognize that these globalists are out of control, exercising evil, out in the open to set the precedent to get away with even more, they are flaunting it. They are dragging us through the mud psychologically, spiritually. They've gotten away with so much, a private bank running our country for 97 years. You know, when they met 100 years ago in 1910 to secretly set up the Federal Reserve, it was a secret for more than 40 years. Just 15 years ago or so, the media would make fun of you if you said bankers met secretly at Jekyll Island, Georgia. Now, they just come out in the open and say, yeah, we're celebrating our takeover of America. And they met last weekend, the 100-year anniversary of the inception of the Federal Reserve, 97 years since they officially had it. Remember when Bilderberg Group didn't exist and you were a nut if you talked about it? Remember when the CFR didn't exist and Rush Limbaugh told you it didn't exist? And so now that it's all out in the open, people go, well, I was told it didn't exist, but now I'm for it when they admit it exists because I'm a member of the establishment. Yeah, you're a member of the establishment. What you are is a delusional, weak-minded coward. You know, most cowards don't grovel. And consciously know they're cowards. They make little mind games, little tricks with themselves, and decide that everything's okay. No, everything is not okay. Everything is not okay. My children aren't safe. Your children aren't safe. None of us are safe unless you really get angry and get focused and get serious. I mean, if you take action and go out and hang flyers everywhere on whatever issue you're into every day, 365 days a year, even 10 flyers in your town, it will turn into a huge news story and will affect change. If you started a local newsletter reporting all this and hand-delivered it to everybody in your neighborhood, within months it would cause change. If you went and stood on a soapbox once a week at a street corner, it would cause change. If you went to your city council every week, it would cause change. If you ran for political office, it would cause fast change. You got to get up there boldly and tell people what's going on. I see so many patriots, they go, I know this sounds kooky, but there's a world government forming, and please don't laugh at me, and some supine, pompous, sycophantic, you know, neighbor of theirs will just laugh at them and giggle and go in and watch their football. Move on when that person does that, and don't be apologetic about it. You're doing that slob, that sloth, a favor trying to warn them. That's all that's going on here. You understand what happened in Russia? What's going on in China, what happened in Germany, what happened in hundreds of other countries? Do you understand there's a gang of hardcore murderers who enjoy burning cities and death camps and black uniforms with skulls all over them and who like death and destruction? You got that, Jack? You got that? I hope you get it. This country is under a spell. a demonic spell of weakness. You know, I haven't even gotten into the news. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to have nothing but phone calls in the second hour for men, women, children who have been groped by TSA. They started this about a year ago with phasing in the enhanced pat-down where they grab your genitals. That's USA Today admits they grab them firmly. They grab your breast firmly, squeeze them. This is a total act of humiliation getting in your comfort zone. I'm going to open the phones up specifically and only for people that this has happened to. And I'm going to open it up for people this has happened to who like it. You know, I saw 25% or so of the thousands of comments on the video on YouTube. It's the top story still on Drudge. TSA fondles women and children who refuse body scanner. I saw you in there with your fetish for the fantasy Al-Qaeda about how we've got to do this because of Al-Qaeda. Or about how they're professionals. Just like a doctor touches you, so does the TSA. Minimum wage. A month ago, the federal government turned them all into secret police. They gave them national security clearance. That way, they can't tell people how they're being abused or what's going on in their workplace. They can't complain about the radiation dosages they're getting. The radiation doses. And now they can be fed baloney propaganda and then can't tell anyone the propaganda they're being taught about terrorist and domestic groups. The TSA are the little worker bees of the Gestapo / Commissar political police whose number one mission and 90%+ of their focus is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans with guns, Ron Paul supporters. They know we're the good guys. They know we're the people that understand the problem. And so we are the enemy. You got that? It was never about the Turban Man. And the Turban Man, Al-Qaeda's Bin Laden's right-hand man, Alaki, is hanging out at the Pentagon secretly getting his orders. Fox News. And they put this out in the open and nothing happens. He runs every major terror attack. You got it? You are the target. You are the target. And I'll say it. I mean, you know. Oh, boy. I want to come back after break and get into the economy. I'll start doing it right now. But if you have been abused by the TSA, or maybe you like your wife and your children being abused like this, or maybe you think it's safe. You've got a mentality of sycophantically like a kindergarten student groveling to their teacher and lining up and doing what you're told. You like it. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, what's got me really upset? What's got me really freaked out? I mean, it's exactly as the Trilateral Commission said they would do. How they would wreck the economy. How they would have a global currency war. How they would then come out with a digital currency. There's not going to be an Amero, folks, even though they discussed that. That was just one little CFR plan. They're going to go directly to thumbprinting and face scanning and digital money. Your cell phone, you know, paying for things. All of this. You'll still have paper money regionally. That'll be devalued, and everyone will want the SDRs. And to back up the SDRs, it's all been announced. The UN, the G20, our own government, George Soros. I've got all the mainstream news articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's literally just hundreds of them. I mean, you type global government, global bank, global tax in to news today, there's hundreds of articles. And it's exactly what we feared. Oh, man. It's all real. It's all real. They really want a world government. You know what comes after they get this? They're going to use their control over the economy and their shutdown of the black market. That's bartering, people trying to survive, to totally bankrupt almost everyone. The rest of the population is going to work for the globalists. They're going to have police state jobs. Our economy's converting to service. But it won't be McDonald's or Dillard's. or Disney World, it'll be jackbooted thug, all of the welfare people and the dumbed down populations, and they are being armed and uniformed and ready, just massive armies of them, filled with ignorance and hubris and snarling power trips, openly on the news, jerking the good-looking women out of line and fondling them on the news and laughing and grabbing their, I mean, just the horrible, degenerate psychopaths on top, with giant, you know, 170 IQs, sickeningly running it all, with just a horde of mindless, slobbering minions with machine guns and tasers and pepper spray and beanbag guns and microwave guns and sound cannons, just snarling and hopping around like goblins. And then this meme of anybody in a uniform, you worship it. So now glorified security guards, you know, touching your daughters and your sons, and everyone just, I love these officers keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda. And then all these rednecks get off on it when they talk about Al-Qaeda. I'm just real worried about the Muslims. Thank goodness we got a, you got a murdering government shooting kids up with every poison they can on record. I did hear about them giving kids syphilis secretly. Maybe they need to. I mean, I just can't handle slack-jawed, chicken-necked TSA people with arms about that big around. Just whenever they see, you know, some woman, get her out, oh, she's mine, the government's like, well done. I mean, they encourage it. They encourage the abuse. Abuse them more. Drive them into submission, yes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Oh, this song by Jimi Hendrix says it all. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. You gotta get up on your hind legs. You gotta become a man, a woman again. You gotta ask God to lead and guide you and give you the strength to stand up against these globalists and say, I see you. I recognize you. I know what you are, killers. And I stand against you. I don't know how this is gonna end, but every bit of my energy, every bit of my will is turned and bent and focused upon you. No reason
to get excited.
There are many here among us who think that life is but a joke. They laugh, they giggle about this. But you and I, we've been through that. So let us stop talking softly now. The time is getting late. Yes, because all along the watchtower, they see the horsemen of death approaching. And I'm on the watchtower. I see the army. They're out of the gates. They've rammed down our armored wall, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They're spilling in. They're soft killing us. They're training us to go to the FEMA camps, to have their hands put upon us, the forced inoculations. At a key juncture in history, you're going to make the decision what side you're going to be on right now. It's up to you to make that decision and literally set your soul, your spirit on the side of good. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means you make the decision to at least learn to recognize evil. Now, they just put Drudge Report back up in front of me. Our story's been one of the top stories for 3 days up there. We now have two links. Big Sis backlash after TSA genitalia groping. Pilots reject naked body scanners over radiation danger. Privacy breach. Is that one of our articles too? Infowars.net. Infowars.net will crash. We've got no Drudges listening. We've got to get up on the front page of Prison Planet so he can find it. The version that isn't Infowars.net. We've been through this before. Matt, if you're listening or your crew is. In fact, try to click on it. I bet money it's already down. I mean, that site is more trouble than it's worth. Yeah, no, it'll be down within minutes. Yeah, as you said, it takes a while to load. So we need to email the Prison Planet version of that immediately to Drudge so he can get it up. That's like the last time. Infowars.net must be put on a bigger server because this would happen again as it happened 3 months ago. And everybody's going to try to keep Infowars.net up. You're not going to be able to keep Infowars.net up. So the answer is we need to take the Prison Planet or Infowars version of that article and get it up. Or we need to redirect that URL at Infowars.net over to the PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com version of it. You know, Matt Drudge has chosen what side he's on when it comes to this police state. You notice that site gets more hardcore every day. And it's time for you to make, okay, I'm going to cover the economy and then your eyewitness reports of what's happened to you. And then former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, is in studio with us. And it'll be linked again in a month and we won't have it fixed. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I just, you know, it's beating my head up against a wall. We need to do this. We need to get in there and have a URL redirect.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.